Welcome to the Discover Mansfield podcast, featuring interviews with the town of Mansfield's business-friendly team, business leaders, entrepreneurs, and others offering an inside look with keen insight and awareness on how to do business and thrive in one of the most sought-out communities in the Commonwealth.
So welcome to our Discover Mansfield podcast series. We're really delighted to be recording this today as we enter the fall season and enter the month of September. The last podcast that we recorded was before the summer, and over the last couple of months, there has been so much going on in the town of Mansfield. We thought it would be an excellent idea to update the community on all the great things that are happening from a business development standpoint. And joining us today, we have our town manager, Kevin Dumas, who will be sharing all sorts of new and exciting things that have been happening. As everyone knows, the COVID pandemic really put a difficult situation on many municipalities all over the country. And Mansfield did a marvelous job at navigating through that pandemic and was really wonderful to its residents and its business community. And over the last couple of months since the state reopened, there has been a tremendous amount of progress that's been made. And today we're really delighted to talk about that progress in Mansfield. So Kevin, welcome to the podcast and thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely, Deborah. Thanks so much for organizing this today. It's great to be able to touch base again with you on our podcast series.
Absolutely. Kevin, tell me a little bit about what's been happening with this Discover Mansfield campaign that went into effect a little over a year ago, and it's now in full force, very exciting. And what has been developing? What's been going on with it?
You know, Deborah, I think that's great because honestly, you know, and you know how much I love Mansfield and how Mansfield is so incredibly unique. But it was a goal of the select board as well as my office to put together an economic development initiative and a strategy by setting up Mansfield to really showcase and illuminate all the things that make Mansfield so incredibly special for people and businesses alike to be able to choose Mansfield as their place to either live, work, and play, and to have their business right here in this corner of the state of Massachusetts. You know, our location is absolutely fantastic. You know, we're known for one of the lowest electric rates in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We have our own municipal airport. We're at the hub of Interstates 95, 495, 140, 123. Commuter rail station right downtown that links us to both Providence as well as Boston and both regional airports as well. And it's a fantastic place to do business and to be able to live, work, and raise a family. And we wanted to put together a program that really showcases the town, shows available properties, shows how we've been ranked, you know, one of the best places to raise a family, one of the best suburbs for young professionals, one of the safest communities in the country. And then highlights the other things about, you know, we're home to the Cabot Business Park, which is the second largest industrial business park in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. In addition to the fact that we have our own Mansfield Bio Incubator, which has been fantastic and home to emerging small companies who are just starting off in the area, that we're a bio-ready community, a gold bio-ready community, and all of the things that are happening here in town. And we wanted to be able to work together, and we chose Penta Communications to do that with as our partner to launch a new website called choosemansfield.com that hosts and brands Discover Mansfield. And it honestly, it's a state-of-the-art website. It was officially launched and getting great traction. Shows, again, available properties, has wonderful drop-down menus to show all the positive attributes of the town, recent news stories, our podcast series, available properties that are for lease and or purchase across the town of Mansfield, and really shows people the opportunities that lie here in our zip code of 02048, and really is an amazing opportunity that I think really differentiates the town of Mansfield from so many other places, but that it makes this type of an investment that's ongoing, that's updated, and it's live that I have to say really highlights us as one of the emerging communities in Massachusetts who takes business seriously and also wants to continue to showcase opportunities that we have here in the town. And I'm really excited about it. But choosemansfield.com is the home of Discover Mansfield. I urge anyone that listens to our podcast, jump on, take a look at it. Deborah, you and your team did an amazing job in the development of this website and really shows the state-of-the-art capabilities of what Mansfield has to offer, right? Number one. Number two, we have updated the town's LinkedIn account. So Town of Mansfield, MA, is a wonderful overview about the town of Mansfield. Go on and click on About. It has a great summary all about the town with links to the town's website, but then also showcases all of our posts from Discover Mansfield. And Deborah, these are updated weekly. We see all the things that are coming through constantly. Those are posts constantly on our LinkedIn account, and we've been having incredible analytics that shows the positive reactions to what's happening on that LinkedIn account. But then we're also making sure that we created on our two social media accounts under the name Discover Mansfield. And again, all of the positive attributes, news stories, and blogs that are going on are all posted on Facebook, Discover Mansfield, and also on Twitter, Discover Mansfield. And I have to say, it's a wonderful opportunity to really highlight the things that are going on here, and that constantly shows the positive things that are developing, or to be able to highlight those positive news stories that you're seeing on choosemansfield.com.
Absolutely. And I think one of the values as well, Kevin, is that it's chock full, the website is chock full of information for anyone that's exploring the community of Mansfield for business growth, companies that are exploring the Commonwealth of Massachusetts for a new home. And when they look at the Discover Mansfield website, which is choosemansfield.com, they're able to find out all about the community, the logistics, the resources that are available, and to really center on the fact that the town is absolutely open for business and ready to help them with a business-friendly team, with access to people that are in the town, that are making decisions, and who can help them. The downloadable permitting guide is a wonderful tool for anyone who's looking at growth or expansion to really understand what it is that they need to do in order to make sure that they're compliant, but also to make sure that it's easy for them to understand how to navigate through the permitting process and whether or not they need special permitting or whether there's anything that they need right from the get-go so that there are no surprises. And I really love that Mansfield truly walks the walk. And we have seen this numerous times with so many of the business development meetings that have been happening over the past couple of months. And do you want to share with the community some of the great new places that have moved into Mansfield and some of the excellent opportunities that are going on right now to really help strengthen the core of the business community, which absolutely stabilizes the tax basis?
No, absolutely, Deborah. You know, and I loved how you started off today and you said, you know, despite the pandemic, the things that have continued to happen here. And just off the top of my head, you know, under development right now and open for business, three businesses come to mind automatically. And one downtown, a progressive woman, so happy, Nadia's Boutique, in the midst of the pandemic has opened and is doing well, had a wonderful ribbon cutting done by the Tri-Town Chamber of Commerce, which is great, right in the smack on Main Street, downtown Mansfield. We also just enjoyed, just about a week and a half ago, it was the grand opening of the Providence Bagel Company. And Deborah, I know that you wanted to go down and try the bagels, but I have to tell you, they're absolutely amazing. They've been crushing it and they've been selling out of the bagels every day. They also have sandwiches and some other special treats, but they're at 214 Rumford Avenue. And it's absolutely fantastic. And the community has welcomed them with open arms, which is fantastic for another downtown new business. And then right outside of the downtown core, over on Copeland Drive, the location that many people in town know as the former Benny's location, is under construction right now for the Mansfield Fresh Farms Market. And that they're known for, in their Rhode Island location, they're known for fresh produce, fresh meats, very, very affordable pricing, in addition to the fact that they focus on superior customer service, and that they're looking to be open by this fall, which we're really excited about. And then over on Reservoir Street, right on across from the Xfinity Center, is a brand new 100 plus room hotel that has opened. It's in the Marriott Fairfield Inn family. They're going to be having their grand opening in October, but they are open for business now, which has been fantastic. And especially with Xfinity back in season this year in 2021, they've been selling out for all the shows that have been going on at the Xfinity Center, which we're very happy that they're here, and that they're doing very, very well at the new location. But also there's a medical office building that is opened at 30 Reservoir Street as well. And there's going to be some type of a new coffee shop that's going to be going through the permitting process in short order. And they're going to be having a drive-through at that location. So, you know, things are really in full swing. And those are the things that I can publicly talk about. But the things that we're working on behind the scenes, I can say that, you know, just in the matter of the past couple of weeks, Deborah, you and I and other team members here from Team Mansfield have been very busy at working with recruitment opportunities for locations inside the Cabot Business Park. So we're really, really fortunate to be working with some small and large companies. But just as much on the recruitment side for new business, it's just as important that we spend our time, Deborah, as you well know, in working on business retention. So you and I have been working with some of our industrial development committee members on business development outreach meetings for existing businesses. And we have some follow-up meetings that we'll be doing, but we try to at least do two of those a month. In addition to our new development and working with the Mass Office of Business Development, Mass Econ, and Mass Bio, we're really plugged in the fact that, you know, you had mentioned earlier, Deborah, of how important it is that we're open for business and that we have connections with the folks at the state of Massachusetts, and that we work together in partnerships with them in order to be able to make and bring resources to the table available for these people in existing or new businesses that truly make a difference. I believe that when people are looking to do business in Mansfield, to know that we're serious and that we're here to be able to help and assist and to be able to bring those resources available to them. And that's something that I'm very proud of, and that I know that you're proud of as part of this team as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that many communities are struggling with is that they have significant vacancy rates. We see this all over, not just the Commonwealth, but we see it in other states all over the country. And one of the things that we're really not seeing in Mansfield is that it's not really having a high vacancy rate issue. It's having a growth boom. We're seeing that in the activity that has been coming to the table, the numerous meetings that we've been having weekly. And I think, Kevin, the way that you said it right, when it's really the power of the partnerships, it's the strength of collaborations, and it's the ability to make sure that the companies that are coming in actually have the tools in their toolbox and the connections that they need to be successful in their launch in the community. And we've seen that very, very well, unfolding beautifully, especially over the last several months since the restrictions have been lifted, and we have been seeing a lot of new activity in the town. And I think we really should give a big shout out to our big partner at the Mass Office of Business Development for their strategic partnership with our business development team here in Mansfield, and to the team for their extraordinary efforts in ensuring that they're participating in our new discovery calls with these organizations, and also in following up with those businesses that have been in town for a very long time, who we want to make sure are 100% whole after the pandemic. I mean, we had a phenomenal meeting with the Xfinity Center, you and I, a couple of months ago before their opening, and that went very well. Mansfield Crossing is just doing great. You know, and they have a really wonderful host of retailers. They have a new restaurant that went in recently that has been getting rave reviews. And all of these entities are tremendous assets to the community. There's everything in Mansfield. And I think that companies are recognizing that if they bring a workforce or if they grow a workforce in the town of Mansfield, then what they're going to be offering their employees is access to these great entertainment opportunities, to food and beverage, to wonderful small businesses that are going to enhance their lifestyle. And also the opportunity to have access to transportation. You know, your public transportation system is fantastic. There's strong infrastructure in the community. And so if we really look at all of these things, Mansfield is truly a great place to be. And I think it all ties together. And it's really something that, as we think about talking with our partners and collaborators, that they're able to see. And I think that that really makes it easier to sell the town of Mansfield as a place that businesses should choose to call their home.
And I couldn't agree more, Deborah.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about some of the good things that have been happening. You know, like the Cabot Office Park is the second largest office park in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Recently, there was a change of ownership at the Francis Ave property, which is really exciting that the new ownership is looking to continue on that legacy of encouraging life sciences and biotech to come to town. What are some of the other things that you can think of that you are really excited about as we look towards the next couple of months?
You know, it's amazing. We see a lot of other development going on across the town. As you will recall, that there has been a conversion of the former chocolate factory into apartment units. And so there's over 100 units, I believe it's about 110 units that have been now created in the former chocolate factory that are becoming online in the near future, in addition to some opportunities for business expansion in a couple of locations. One's going to be inside on the lower level of the chocolate factory. I can't release that yet, but we're working on that. But then also the opportunity for some other type of a tapas bar or a restaurant opportunity can exist on that property. But we're really excited to be able to see that happen on Oakland Street and to be able to watch that truly come back to life again, right? Old buildings and new uses. Really excited to watch that one come. And as you also will recall, just a couple of doors down from that location on Oakland Street was a former restaurant called Tahana. This property was purchased by Mr. Luciano and his restaurant group to bring Trattoria Romana. They gutted the building. They redid it with the touch and flair of Trattoria Romana, now Mansfield. And to be able to see this location, it's bustling, Deborah. It's fantastic. So people haven't had the opportunity to try it. I give them a public plug. Please see this location again. And then that's 2 or 3 doors down from the Chocolate Factory on Oakland Street. Absolutely fantastic. But then down the street from there on Main Street, it's a lot of things going on in the downtown core, which is exciting too. And I know we touched upon Nadia's Boutique. I know we talked about Providence Bagel Company, but the town owns the former fire station on North Main Street. And what we're working on, we're working with a person to redevelop that property into another type of restaurant, which is going to be fantastic. So Peter Kuplast, who owns a Mansfield restaurant called Sibamato, right over on Chauncey Street, Route 106. Peter's going to be bringing a different flair to a new opportunity, bringing new life into an old building. and how nice that's going to be to see that with the opportunity for some outdoor dining and really do a full reuse of that facility and that building. So he's working in conjunction with the town of Mansfield on that project. We're so, so excited to watch that going to come to life. So we're looking for a real estate closing to happen pretty soon on that property. And then that'll be in use by next year, Deborah, which is really, really exciting.
That is exciting. Very exciting. And his current restaurant is absolutely fabulous. So I'm very excited to see what he has in store with this new entity. Very exciting. Absolutely.
So on top of that, so while we're not going to be doing our fall festival this year due to still with the numbers of COVID-19, we are bringing that back in 2022. So we'll be scheduling that type of community event, but we're also working on new banners for the downtown. You know, Keep Mansfield Beautiful, Deborah, does all those gorgeous flower containers with different flowers throughout the year. In addition to that, we're going to be doing all new banners in the downtown, one set for each season, which will be beautiful. Just the continued enhancement that what makes downtown and the downtown core so incredibly special. So we're looking forward to that.
That's terrific. And it's very, very exciting. And, you know, Kevin, we should probably get on another podcast in the near future, too, and talk about some of these great things that are happening that we can't yet talk about, but we will be able to talk about soon. Before we leave the podcast, what I really wanted to do is also recognize that for the fifth consecutive year that Mansfield Electric received the national recognition for achieving exceptional electric reliability. You know, this is a really wonderful continuation of a recognition that they've received for many years. And the fact that the town offers one of the lowest electric rates in the entire Commonwealth of Massachusetts is just such an asset to both the residential community and the business community. And I wanted to give a shout out to the electric company for that, and also to Joe and his team for the great work that they do day in and day out to ensure that that the reliability factor is at an all-time high as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, the dedicated team at Mansfield Electric, Deborah, is second to none. That they are the one of the lowest electric rates in the entire state of Massachusetts, on top of their amazing reliability. If there's an issue, Mansfield Electric is there, without any type of an issue whatsoever. And we're so thankful to have our own municipal electric department and for their incredible reliability and service to the residents and businesses in Mansfield that truly make a difference. To be able to have that reliability and that control locally, I think is extremely important, especially when businesses are looking for, whether it's manufacturing or whether it's any type of light assembly or any type of business that needs to be conducted. Reliability is really important in order for them to do their jobs and for them to get product out the door, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the team there is doing a great job. I also want to give your team a huge shout out, Barry and Nancy and your building team and your planning team for really getting into the trenches and doing everything it takes to provide assistance whenever needed for all of the organizations, the small businesses, the mid and large size companies that have been in need of some information and data and many of them who needed to have meetings to talk about what their plans have been. The service has been really extraordinary and something that you don't really see very often in a municipal setting. And I just feel that it's really needs to get recognized. It's the spirit of welcoming, and that's really terrific. And I just want to give them all a big shout out for their efforts and all that they're doing.
Well, Deborah, I really appreciate that. And also, I think it's important, on top of our talented staff that works so good as a team together, also you and your team members, too. I've been working so closely with the town of Mansfield. We wouldn't be able to be where we are today without all of your help and assistance as well.
Thank you, Kevin. Much appreciated. And really looking forward to getting back together on another podcast very soon. And I think maybe what we can do is focus on some of the exciting news that will be coming out to share with the community that's really going to put Mansfield on the map in new and in different ways and very positively. So So we're very much looking forward to scheduling that and sending out this new message to everyone.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you, Kevin. Such a pleasure. Thank you very much.